is the Great Shalom Broadcast, proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children.
Well, good morning and welcome back to the Great Shalom Broadcast. How you doing? Have you been saying good morning? Or at least nodding with a gleam in your eye and acknowledging people? That's what we were talking about last time, manners. And I promised you four manners to teach, a starting place to teach your kids so you don't despise them, so you discipline them, train them, and leave them a legacy, a cultural capital. Hallelujah. And we talked about how that's functional in the workplace and for evangelism and so forth. So we said, say good morning. And we talked about that there are different rule sets for different societies, but everyone likes to be acknowledged. Everyone likes to be acknowledged. They may not want their honor to be taken away from them. So let's talk second about using a title. Okay. Mr. So-and-so, Ms. So-and-so. In Texas is Ms. And that works. We don't know if they're Mrs. or Miss. Miss goes for women younger than you who are not married. And Reverend, Pastor, Judge, Mr. President, whatever title that someone is due, I'm recommending that you use this. You use the honorific title and not their first name. We in America changed our customs along these lines in my lifetime. And I think I've told you how I announced to my mother I would no longer be saying yes, ma'am. I would just say yes. Well, I was just so wrong. And my daughter, I did not train my daughter, but she learned. Of course, she lives in West Texas where it's normal, but it just really works. It really works to honor people. Now, if they want you to call them by their first name, they can tell you that. And I recommend this. Just like Jesus said, when you're invited to a party, don't take the best seat. And then the host comes in and asks you to step down and let a better friend sit there. And then you have the dishonor of going to the end of the line. Well, it's the same here. You need to offer respect to people. And then if they want you to call first name because they feel close to you or because they want to feel young or for whatever reason, they could tell you. But they will probably not tell you that's Mr. So-and-so to you. That's Professor So-and-so to you, unless they're angry with you. They know that they'll be considered grumpy old people. But if they don't, they still may be offended. So you are better off to use the honorific title. And you know, when you honor other people, you're sowing honor and you will more likely reap honor. Now, yes, it doesn't happen each and every time right immediately, but in general, it happens. What you sow, you reap. And there is a wonderful book that I recommend by John Bevere called Honor's Reward. And he quotes the verse that you don't want to lose what you have gained. So I recommend this. That's number two, is teach your children to use honorific titles to say yes, ma'am, and no, sir. So number one was to say good morning. Number two was to use titles. And number three is to be sure and say thank you. To be sure to say thank you. You know, it's very popular in Austin to do something called practicing gratefulness. And, you know, I can't criticize that. I think is probably very good for your physiology to every morning sit and think how grateful you are. Maybe we should adopt that too as Christians. It came out of a different quarter. It's very popular, but saying thank you is not nearly so popular. And I have noticed that among people who need to be saying thank you, it's less popular. Have you ever been out to a feeding station? You know, a soup kitchen? Something like that? How many of those people say thank you to these other people who are out there for no benefit of their self, except maybe their self-esteem? They are being charitable. Usually because they're Christians. Nearly every food pantry and soup kitchen I know of is run by Christians. Well, the Sikhs do it too. The Sikhs have a tradition of feeding people. Anyway, but that's similar, isn't it? That they are doing it for, they're being charitable because of their spiritual commitments. So, of course, we should be saying thank you if we're the recipients. And even if somebody is doing something that you expect them to do, okay? So you have paid your $5 to get your loaf of bread, whatever it is. You can say thank you for that too. It never is wrong to say thank you. And it is speaking. So even if you're not very thankful, when you speak that word, that helps you to be thankful. And I'm sure that it is good for your physiology. I can't give you the citation, but I think that's true, that to be thankful is good for us. And it's certainly good in the interaction. So say thank you, model it, and teach it to your children. And please, too, please. It makes you seem like a better person. It gives an entree for more discussion. Thank you. And then, respect or civility, manners between the sexes. You know, for so long in American culture, it has been appropriate, or it's considered appropriate, for comics to make fun of the other sex. And particularly in the 50s and the 60s, they were male comics making fun of females. And as women's liberation got going, and women were more likely to be comics, then they started making fun of men. And one can hardly argue with that. But then that just spread, and the complaining about spouses spread until every coffee hour, we are just grouping with people similar to us and talking badly about the other sex. And it's gotten to the point where we feel safe and confident to be disrespectful to each other's face. And what good does that do? Nothing. Anyway, I talked about some research recently that I read. It said it's very predictable which marriage will stay together. It's the one who speak to each other kindly. That same research found that some couples sit side by side and look normal and peaceful, but their physiology is fight. They sit, or flight. They sit down and they expect to be attacked, and they expect to do attacking. And so they're living in hell. And so it's no wonder that their marriage breaks up. But, you know, this is never optimal. One may say, well, it's preferable to being beaten. Yes, okay. But it's never the optimal outcome for children, for society, etc. It's much better to pair off and have a good marriage. If you marry, it's because you wanted to marry and you expected to have a good marriage. And having some civility between the sexes would help a whole lot. Just plain manners. Just plain manners. If people would just be mannerly to each other and give each other a little space and have civility between the sexes, I think there would be almost no reason for divorce. And but it's because of this lack of mannerliness, because of this lack of respect. And so I am going to strongly encourage all parents to teach their children to be respectful of the other sex. So boys are going to tend to be stronger than the girls. Tell the boys they can't beat up on the girls and that they are going to appreciate the difference one day. And the girls will tend to be much better students in elementary school. This is the way it is. Tell the girls not to disrespect and speak badly and to the boys around their academic prowess, because they will respect the difference. They will appreciate the difference one day. And the little boys who want to play war and cowboys and Indians tell the girls, well, one day they will grow up and be your warrior protector, your knight in shining armor. So yes, boys do that, but that's just okay. And when the little girls want to go play house and dollies, tell the boys, that's just simply okay. You may not want to do that, but you will appreciate when other girls have practiced being mommies and you are a daddy and you want your little babies taken care of well and you want to be cooked for well. Tell them, they will appreciate the difference later on. Ha ha. And then we can say with the French, vive la différence. Yes. So, even if you are one of the people whose primary focus these days is rights for a tiny minority and want to assert those even over the vast majority's rights for safety, etc. And I understand that discussion, and that's how I have understood the discussion. Lately, I have been told by somebody it's not about rights at all. And this I do not know, but I will give you a link on the website if you come there to that discussion, someone else's discussion. All I'm saying today is most of us are men or women, and most of us have to deal with the other. If we're women, we have to deal with men. If we're a man, we have to deal with women. And it would be far better if we simply had a culture of civility and respect between the two. And so if you're having problems with your marriage today, I don't care how much of an ogre you live with, I would recommend that you start using manners and kindly, right? Because the underlying principle of manners is kindness and consideration for the other person. Yes, it's possible to use them in an imperious fashion, but that's not what I'm talking about. Although if you've got somebody who needs to be corrected and you can't correct them, then manners in imperious fashion is a whole lot better than being unmannerly. But I'm recommending in your marriage that you use good manners. And do your best to cultivate manners and get a harvest as well as plant those manners. Yes? Okay, so this was my promise to you for specifics to teach on manners.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom Broadcast with your host, Sharon Sarles. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come. The Great Shalom Broadcast is here to bring hope, health, and healing for children and youth by inspiring, informing, equipping parents and educators. For more information on today's program or today's offer, simply log on to thegreatshalom.org or email info@greatshalom.org.